This is the Montana Outdoor Podcast, brought to you in part by Rocky Mountain Truck and Trailer in Missoula, home of Boss Snowplows, CM Truck Beds, and Diamond C Trailers. Just go to rmtte.com for more information. And by Superior Hardwoods of Montana, home of the largest selection of in-stock high-end wood products and flooring in the western United States. Let them guide you through the woods at superior-hardwoods.com. Now, get ready for more fascinating topics and the most interesting people you will ever find in Montana's great outdoors. We offer new podcasts most every Saturday. You can get a link to these podcasts by going to our website, montanaoutdoor.com, or by going to our Facebook page, or just send an email to downrigger@montanaoutdoor.com and say, "Send a link to my email." It's that simple. Now let's head out with your host, Downrigger Dale, and see what's going on in Montana's great outdoors.
Thank you very much, Manny. And as Manny just said, I am Downrigger Dale with the Montana Outdoor Podcast. So good to have all of you along. And I always want to start off with thanking our folks overseas, our men and women in the armed forces who listen to our podcast. We love it and extremely honored that you listen to us all the time. And we hope that this brings a little bit of home. Thanks for your service. And by all means, shoot us emails and whatever you need. And we'll be sure and do some topics just for you two. Next, I want to talk a bit about sharing the show. Some of you have asked about that. Pretty simple. It's like anything else. You can share it either online, on Facebook, on Instagram, anywhere you want to share it. You can also just get a link from wherever you like to get podcasts from. We are on, oh boy, probably close to 30 different sites now, from Spotify to Apple Podcasts to on and on and on. So you can just share that link lots of different ways. Another way, real easy, especially for those of you that listen to the radio show, the Montana Outdoor Radio Show. A lot of you are viewers of our website, montanaoutdoor.com. There's also a link to the podcast there. So that's also a real easy way to share the podcast, just by sharing the podcast article that's always up there every Saturday morning. Now, let's get into our continuing series about how to find the right boat for you. We've been having a lot of fun with this series. It was very popular last year. It is very, very popular this year. I think if this podcast is any indication, I think boat sales are going to be pretty good, because we're getting a lot of people very interested in this. And we've tried to select a kind of a vast group of professionals out there to talk about their thoughts on what is the best things to consider to finding the right boat for you. And we would be remiss in our duties if we didn't bring our friends from Brett's RV and Marine in here. Brett's was part of our How to Find the Right Boat for You podcast last year. Did a great job. And it was Richie Winters was the general sales manager, was on us. But this week, we've got a new man on board. Now, I don't know if Richie just had a bad experience with me, or or maybe my guest here just kind of shoved him aside, but but Colin Griffiths is my guest this week. He is from Brett's RV and Marine. Now, Richie did a heck of a job, Colin, so you got some big shoes to fill here.
Yeah, I'm gonna do my best. I think Richie pawned this off on me. I've known Richie for, you know, about 40 years and hunt and fish with him all the time. So I think he just kind of decided it was my turn so he could... Yeah. He could babysit the rest of everybody else.
Yeah, you get to be with that crazy downrigger guy for a while, and I'll keep my sanity this time. So, Colin, talk about yourself. How you got into the boating business? How you why you chose Brett's as a place to have your career, and just tell us what you're all about, man.
Well, funny enough, I actually got into it a lot of because Richie. I was hauling garbage for Republic, worked there for 10 years. Richie started a year ahead of me, and he's like, "Hey, man, you'd love it over here. You're selling boats. You know, we fish together. We hunt together. You know, we're selling RVs." He said, "I think you'd love it over here." So about a year after Richie came over, I left Republic and came over here, and I've been here now, this going on 20 years.
So that's a pretty big shift in gears from hauling garbage to now getting people into, in a lot of cases, their dream purchase. That must have been a little hard to get used to at first, wasn't it?
Yeah, and a little scary because you don't really know what you're getting yourself into. But you know, I trusted Richie, and like I said, you know, we've been hunting and fishing together for years, and I figured it'd be a lot better over here where I could, you know, sell fun and do that rather than jumping on and off a truck and getting a bad back the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Well, you made the right choice, especially with such a great company. For those of you that recall here not long ago, we had Brandon Bretz on the program, and we did a whole history of Bretz RV and Marine with Brandon. And so I really got a full tour of the company from its very humble beginnings as a filling station in Missoula, Montana, to, you know, where it is now. It's in a pretty amazing company, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, you know, and great people to work for. Mark and Brandon and Dave, you know, have all been great. I mean, the reputation of the company's good. I got a lot of really good friends, you know, that work here, great work environment. I mean, and you get to, you know, sell the outdoor fun, you know, the boats, the RVs, and get to use them all. So, I mean, that makes it good as well.
Mm-hmm. So kind of along that lines, you know, the way I kind of look at this is maybe before we even start deciding on which boat is going to be the right one, you probably need to really do the research to pick the right company or person that you're going to buy the boat from. I think that's vital. And certainly people that listen to the podcast with Brandon see it. Why don't you tell us a bit about what you think makes Bretz a unique place to buy a boat?
You know, I think, you know, when people come in to buy, you know, buy a boat, whether it's a $10,000 boat or a, you know, a $200,000 pontoon boat, I mean, you obviously want to buy from somebody who's got a good reputation, you know, somebody that's been around a while, somebody that's going to, hey, are these guys going to take care of me after I buy this, or do they just want to sell it to me and, you know, on you go and hope we never see you again. The sales, we do extensive training on all the brands, whether it's a brand we carry just at the Missoula store or Boise, Nampa, Billings, over at, you know, we own Gold Boats. So whether, you know, it's a brand that they carry, you know, they expect us to be able to sell all the boats and be knowledgeable when somebody comes in. You know, it's, you're not answering every other question with a, you know, let me find out, or I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously you want, you know, somebody with a good reputation. You want the person you're going to buy from, you want to be able to trust them. You know, and if the trust isn't just when you buy it, but can I trust this guy to take care of me after the sale if I need service?
Right, right. And I think it's okay to do your homework like that. You know, don't feel bad about asking some of the hard questions when you're doing your research about what boat to find, and you're doing that research on where should I find it. You know, it's okay to ask some of those tough questions and just really make sure you know who you're dealing with. Of course, with Bretz, we already know we've got one heck of a company. Now, Bretz has grown a lot over the last several years. And in particular, you guys have picked up, at least from the last that I remember, you guys have picked up quite a few different brands. Can you go through, and I know this might take you a while, but this will show people that you really are trained in your brands. take us through the different brands at Bretz and kind of explain what they're best suited for, maybe even touch on if they're suited for certain types of water in certain areas of Montana, so on.
Sure. So the last few years, the pontoon segment of things has just gone nuts. A lot of the people that were buying the traditional fiberglass boats are switching over to pontoons. Now that the pontoons have bigger horsepower, you know, back in the day, you know, a 50 horse engine on a pontoon was big.
Yeah.
You know, now we're carrying pontoons with 400 horse V10s on them. So it's, there's a ton of the pontoon market now, which is just kind of blown up. In the pontoons, we carry the Barlettas, which are a pretty high end pontoon boat, and those are going to range, you know, anywhere from 22 to 26 feet, and then horsepower anywhere from 90 to 400. We also are going to carry the Sun Chaser and the Sylvan, which is a smoker craft product, which obviously we've been carrying their fishing boats for years. We're going to carry the Hughes Craft in a welded boat. Mm-hmm. Which Hughes Craft's been around for 75 years, still a family-owned business. We do great with those boats for the, you know, the hardcore fisherman. Hey, I want to go to Fort Peck and hunt out of my boat.
Yeah.
Kind of guy. We carry the Smoker Craft here, which we've had forever, and we can touch on those a little bit later, too, as far as great family-owned business, been around for 60 years. As far as the fiberglass boats here, you know, we're carrying the Chaparrals, which we've had... Well, in the 20 years I've been here, we've carried them the whole time. Higher end fiberglass boat, you know, for anywhere from 19 to kind of sky's the limit, 30 plus feet. Wow. But we sell a lot of the 19 to 23s because super versatile boat. Hey, I want to go to Flathead. Hey, I want to go to Sealy. Kind of take the boat anywhere. Mm-hmm. We just picked up AlumaWeld, which is another great welded boat. Been in business for 53 years. We're going to start getting some of those boats showing up here at the end of this month. Going to be your traditional, you know, fishing boat, but also they do the sleds, like for the Columbia, the steelhead salmon fishing kind of guy.
Oh,
to do the Super V's, the Columbias, and the free drifters with the outboard jets. So that'll be really nice because we were kind of missing that segment in our fishing boats. Over at Gull, which obviously is affiliated with us. They're going to carry the crown lines for the fiberglass boats. They're also going to carry low pontoon boats, low fishing boats, and the Thunder Jets for the welded aluminum boat, which is Thunder Jets been around for a long time. Great welded boat as well. Over in Billings, they're going to carry the same stuff we do here, but they're also going to carry the Bayliner, which Gull carries the Bayliner as well. And then down in Boise and Nampa, they're going to carry... their primary boat down there, and they sell a ton of them, is the Tracker. So they'll carry the fishing boats, pontoon boats, and stuff like that down in Boise and Nampa.
Okay. So you guys, like I said, have grown a lot. Now, what I really like about this company is, let's say you go in and you see Colin in Missoula and you're sitting down talking and you start to explain, you know, what you're looking for and all that. And we'll get into that a little bit. We'll have Colin kind of take us through how he helps you find what you're actually looking for. Cause a lot of us, we go in there, we don't even know what we really want yet. But let's say you don't have it, but say the store in Napa, Idaho or whatever has it. That's okay with you guys, right? You can basically shop anywhere that there's a Brett's, even though you may be in one city.
Absolutely. So depending on what you're looking for, if you came in and looking for a 180 Sportsman and a Hughes Craft, and we don't have one here, but we have one at Billings, we'll just send a driver to go get it, bring it back here to Missoula, or if you're closer to Billings and you want to deliver out of Billings. Same goes with the Barlettas, Smoker Crafts, I mean, all the brands. You know, if we have a Barletta here with a 200 horse and you want a 350, you know, so it kind of benefits us too having these different locations, because depending on what you're looking for, realistically, we should have it somewhere. Mm-hmm. If not, obviously we can order whatever we need, but having the ability to have the different locations and all the inventory spread out, more times than not, we can find something.
Mm-hmm. So take us through that. When somebody walks in the door, and I imagine you're seeing this more and more, because we're seeing a lot of people moving into Montana that have just had it, whether it's California or Texas or Colorado or whatever, and they just want to move to God's country, as they say, and find a better place to live. But maybe they haven't boated much. How do you take them through to figure out what they actually want? What are some of the questions you ask a person?
Well, I mean, when they come in, it'd be no different than we do with any customer. I mean, obviously, budget's going to be huge.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, are they looking for the $15,000, 15-foot tiller boat? Or are they looking for a, $180,000 pontoon? Or if they're looking for a fishing boat, where are they going to fish? You know, if they're going to fish bigger water like Flathead or Fort Peck, obviously, we need a boat with a little bit of size and some horsepower in case the weather gets crappy.
Mm-hmm.
How many people are there going to be? I mean, is there usually two or is there usually eight? It really depends on the water. I mean, are they fishing Hauser or Holter? Are they fishing Clark Canyon? I'll be spending most of my time at Flathead. I'm going to go to, so you really got to, dig in, because the last thing you want to do is sell somebody a 16-foot boat with a 50 horse that's going to spend their time at Flathead Lake or Fort Peck.
Yeah.
It has six people with them all the time. I mean, so you really got to sit down, ask a few questions, figure out what's right for them, so you sell them the right boat the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're happy, right?
Exactly.
You send somebody to Fort Peck in a 16-footer. And a lot of times, too, what we have to do, maybe their budget is, fits a used boat. Uh-huh. So then in that case, if we don't have it, we'll look through all the stores, we'll see what's coming in on trade. If they're not in a hurry, we say, hey, the lakes are still frozen for the most part. Give me a month or so and we'll see what we can find.
Mm-hmm.
We do get a lot of people that are trading in. They might have started with an entry level boat of some sort and now they want to move up and buy something with some bigger horsepower and something that costs a little more money.
Yeah. And most of the people, this is the Montana Outdoor Podcast. So, it's most of our listeners are pretty into fishing, to say the least. So one of the things I really wanted to stress with you guys is you guys definitely have the fishing boats. And I think sometimes people think of the big motorhomes and all that, and they think, oh, well, they kind of dabble in boats too. No, you guys are serious about the boats. One of the fishing boats that I've really been intrigued with in seeing how this company has grown and done is Smoker Craft. Talk a bit about that company and how it's still a family company, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. 60 years. I mean, wow. It's crazy. I've actually, met the owners and great, great people. Their reputation for the quality. If we need something from them, like if we run a boat through a pre-delivery inspection process and there's something that's not right, I mean, they don't ever complain about it. It's just like, hey, here, what do you need? We'll fix it. We want to make it right for the customer. They also have a range of different kind of boats. They got fishing boats, cruising boats. Hey, we just want to go do water sports. So, I mean, they kind of got a wide variety, but the fishing boat end of it has just been unbelievable. I mean, it's just the quality of the construction, super reliable. I mean, you just don't hear back from people that buy Smoker Crafts and say, hey, I hate this boat.
Mm-hmm.
It's always good feedback. And everybody that ever seems to trade in a Smoker Craft is maybe just trading in for something bigger. It's not that they're trading it in because they don't like it.
And how big does the Smoker Craft go?
It's not just in the Smoker Craft. So they have different lines. They've got Sylvans and they've got Phantoms and they've got different lines in the Smoker Craft line.
Oh, okay.
So they don't make like a 24-foot boat like we wanted to get like in the Hughes Craft or a welded boat.
Mm-hmm.
Like a 22-foot, with extended transoms, kind of like the top end of their size. They don't go super big, but which is still pretty substantial for fishing anywhere around here.
Oh, heck yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So we do a lot of the pro angler stuff, 162, 172, 182s. Just because around here, that's, good enough for about everybody.
Yeah.
It's the more that somebody wants to really, like, I want to hunt Fort Peck and I want to be able to pull this thing up on the bank and I want to get, somebody who gets real serious is a lot of people moved into that welded side of stuff, into the Hughes Crafts.
Mm-hmm. Well, what I love about the Smoker Craft is that it's really a great boat for people that love to try different lakes all around. And there are so many lakes in Montana, and majority of them, with the exception of maybe Flathead and Fort Peck, you don't need a great big huge boat to do it. In fact, in a lot of cases, you're better off having a little bit smaller boat as far as being able to negotiate the different ramps and all that in the different campgrounds. So I love the fact that Smoker Craft is really well set up for the Seeley Lakes and the Georgetowns and, you know, on and on and on. It's really got a lot going for it. Now, let's go to the next step, which, you know, you're talking about hunting out of a boat. It's not something you see a lot out of in western Montana. Not sure why, but you don't. Where eastern Montana, it's pretty common to hunt out of a boat, isn't it?
It is, yeah. And we sell, you know, a lot of the, like the Smoker Craft, like the 1660 and the 1860 sleds with the outboard jet center console for a lot of guys that are running up and down the Missouri. And then a lot of the guys that, you know, hunted Fort Peck. Yeah, it's super common over there. I know I've been over there with Richie a lot. You know, we've taken our boats over there and and hunted out of them. But yeah, it's crazy you don't see it more over here. But over east, we sell a ton of boats that go over east, you know, for different applications, whether it's on the river or on the reservoir.
Mm-hmm. So you guys really do have whatever it is for people that want to go out and enjoy the great outdoors. You just got to sit down with Colin and spend a little time. And sooner or later, you guys will get it narrowed down. Let's talk about a topic here, Colin, and we're going to take a quick break. But when we come back, I'll have you answer this. But and that is horsepower. And I've been asking all my guests that have come on in this series to talk a bit about horsepower, because it's interesting. You ask 50 people about horsepower, you'll probably get 50 different answers. So let's, when we come back, let's have you talk about how to find the right horsepower for the boat. We'll have that right after this. I want to talk a bit about a very special company located in western Montana, Superior Hardwoods of Montana. They were established in 1977, and since that time, guiding customers through the woods has been their passion throughout their history. The main focus at Superior Hardwoods of Montana has been to provide the finest wide plank flooring and unique building materials available anywhere. One of the things I noticed right away about the owner of Superior Hardwoods of Montana, John Medlinger, and his son Corey, and the rest of the staff there is they're very proud to offer the largest selection of in-stock flooring in the western United States. See, for over 40 years, they've been known for leading the industry in reclaimed and antique building materials, and the success that followed has allowed them to, now get this, stock over 11 acres of stunning architectural lumber that awaits the perfect addition to your home. One thing I want you to remember is, just because they're located in Missoula, Montana, that does not mean they can't help you turn your home into a piece of historical art if you live somewhere else. They have been guiding folks from as far away as Hawaii and beyond through the woods for many years. So no matter if your project is located across the street from them, across the state, or somewhere else in the world, they can't wait to turn your house into a dream home. Their goal is simple. They stand ready to deliver the best choices with reliability and honesty, helping at any phase of a project with inspirational advice. And I'm not exaggerating when I say they actually treat their customers as friends and family. So the choice is yours. But if I were you, I would go to superior-hardwoods.com. Superior-hardwoods.com. Of course, you're more than welcome to call them 406-235-7452. Or, yeah, they'd love you to visit 5120 Highway 93, just south of Missoula, Montana. They can't wait to guide you through the woods at Superior Hardwoods of Montana. Go see them. You're going to love what they do to your home. And we are back here on the Montana Outdoor Podcast. Colin Griffiths is my guest. He is from Brett's RV and Marine. We are talking about all the incredible boat lines at Brett's. And I mean, I had no idea the vast, I mean, how it goes everywhere from, like you were saying, the heavy duty welded, you know, pull it up on the beach and load an elk on it to say the beautiful, I don't even know what the heck this is, but wakeboarding and all that stuff. But they've got it all there. It's just a matter of trying to find the right boat for you. And a big question that comes up is horsepower. Now, how do you go through that to find the right horsepower for the boat that somebody has chosen? What is your theory?
You know, what we usually try and do is figure out, first of all, where they're going to be using the boat and how many people are going to be in it. Again, you know, kind of trying to, same as trying to figure out what boat we're going to, you know, mm-hmm. going to sell them in the first place.
Right.
A lot of picking the motor is, how big is the boat? What's the boat weigh? Are we using it for fishing? Are we using it for cruising? We order most of our boats with max horsepower.
Mm-hmm.
It seems more times than not, you don't get people that want to come in and buy a fishing boat and max horsepower is 115 and we got a 75 on it.
Mm-hmm.
If they get up at Flathead, or if they get somewhere, they're Clark Canyon, weather gets crappy. We got four guys in the boat. We need to get off the water.
Right. Well, so, and overall, everybody I've had on so far, with the exception of maybe one or two, max horsepower seems to be the answer. Now, what do you say to people that go, well, wait a minute, if you put max horsepower, aren't I going to be just burning a ton of fuel with that?
You know, to be honest, the engine's not working as hard. So you got to look at it both ways. You put a 75 on a boat that has a max horsepower 115 and you put four guys in it, the 75 is going to work a lot harder than the 115 is.
Mm-hmm.
So traditionally, like I said, I guess doing the max horsepower, the engine's not working as hard. And even if you are burning a little more fuel, I guess it's better to get to where you're going quicker, especially if the weather gets bad, than it is to get stuck out in the middle of the lake.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, what about brand of motor? And I know this probably gets into a Ford or Chevy kind of a feel, but do you have a particular brand, Mercury or Yamaha or Suzuki? Do you have one that you prefer, Colin? Or what?
You know, honestly, I've had all of them.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Myself personally, but we, the last few years, and I think a lot of it too was during COVID and stuff like that, but even prior to COVID, we've gone to pretty much strictly Mercury.
Okay.
Great engines. As far as being able to get them, you can get them all the time. We did Honda. Mm-hmm. But they got harder to get, and then we'd order our boats and we wouldn't have engines. So we've gone with Merc. We do it on all of our pontoons. We do it on all of our fishing boats. So across the board at all the stores, we've gone straight to Mercury Motors.
Hmm. Okay. Okay.
So yeah, and I think a lot of that, you know, is, I mean, and they're all good. Like you said, it's the Ford Chevy thing. You know, Yamaha's great. Mercury's great. Honda's great. Suzuki, whatever you want to pick. I think now they're all great engines, but we've had, you know, the performance and reliability. The Merc's got a 3-year warranty, which is always great. Dealer support's awesome. So, yeah, I mean, like I said, I think you can pick and go with whatever you want. They're all going to do great, but that's what we've ended up going with, and that's across the board at all the stores.
Well, and I think a big point to consider, too, is that, you know, depending on where you're going to be most of the time, like if you're buying your boat from Brett's and you're going to be primarily around boating around the Brett's dealerships and that, well, then it kind of makes sense to go with the brand that Brett's is all qualified in and that, so that you can get it fixed right away and get back on the water. I think that's probably one of the biggest problems that I've seen people do is they make a choice based on, oh, that's so cool and it's really different and, you know, all that. Well, then when the thing does break down, and I don't care how great a boat it is and how great a motor, at some point, it will have a little hiccup. It's going to have a problem. That's where you want to make sure you can get it fixed and get back out on the water right away. So I'm hearing that mercury thing a lot these days as far as, you know, but again, it is personal preference, but always be thinking as far as where can I get this thing serviced and get back out on the water as fast as I can.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now you had mentioned jet boats and, jet boats, they're kind of an interesting beast in that they tend to be a bit of a fuel pig, but they can give you such great versatility if you really like to get on the rivers and into the shallows and all that. Talk a bit about why someone might be better off picking a jet boat as opposed to a prop.
So the guy, I mean, and that's what Richie and I both, I own a jet. I've had seven of them. Like, that's just because I salmon and steelhead fish, but still have the ability in my jet boat because it's big enough to go to Flathead and go to Fort Peck and do those other things. The flat bottom center consoles that we sell, the smoker craft, the 1660 and 1860 are great for the rivers. Mm-hmm. Not, I wouldn't say you don't want to go run the snake in it because it's a flat bottom boat, but as far as, as far as the Missouri, as far as the lower Clark Fork, you could take it to Flathead. You're just going to have to watch the weather. Mm-hmm. So those kind of boats have been great. The Yellowstone, picking up the free drifter in that Alumaweld is going to be a great boat for us. I actually had a Super V myself and great for salmon and steelhead fishing, side drifting. You can still take it paddle fishing. We took mine paddle fishing a few years ago, Richie and I. So the river application with the jets is great. Do they use a lot of fuel? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But as far as that, you know, running down the river and, you know, obviously being able to run in a lot skinnier water and not worrying about ripping props off it, it's really beneficial. So it's going to be a good thing, for us to have those boats. You know, it's 2.5 hours away if you want to go salmon and steelhead fish over the hill. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be a good addition for us for sure.
Yeah, and something to consider, once you guys get to really thinking hard about, okay, this is where I'm going to spend a lot of time out there in the Missouri or that. So do some thinking on that end because that might be the right choice. Now, another one we talk about is new or used. And I would assume that decision on whether I should buy new or used, is that pretty much just budget driven, do you think?
You know, it can be, but a lot of times like this year or going into the beginning of next year, if we've got a leftover boat that's a previous year model, those boats are marked down enough that a lot of times it's really hard to justify a used.
Really?
There may be a used that's a couple years old that's, you know, $35,000. Well, we got a brand new one, you know, full warranty, the whole deal for $42,000. So a lot of times, you know, unless there's a far enough spread on the boats, more times than not, you can't justify buying the used one. It's got to be a few, you know, let's say 6 to 10 years old to get a far enough, you know, substantial price difference to where you'd be like, yeah, you know, I'll just take the used one. A lot of times on the used though as well, somebody may come in and say, you know what, this has got everything on it I want that somebody else already put on. You know, it's already got the fish finder and the Minn Kota and the rod holders and the kicker motor.
That's true.
And they're like, geez, I'm going to have to put $8,000 extra in this thing if I buy the new one. So I think I'll just go with the used one.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, a lot of it is price driven. I mean, obviously, a lot of people who have owned a couple boats know exactly what they're wanting. If they're hardcore fishermen, they're like, you know what, I'm buying a new boat and I'm going to get exactly what I want.
Mm-hmm.
So.
So is that something that, you know, once you're talking to somebody and you start to get a pretty good idea of where they're starting to lean towards, if there is a great deal on a used one, will you point them in that direction? I guess it doesn't really make any difference to you whether they buy new or used, huh?
It doesn't. You know what? A lot of times it kind of goes back to what we talked about earlier, sitting down and finding people's budget, what they're going to use it for, where they're going to fish. You know, all that, because on the used boats as well, it's going to take usually a substantial amount of money down, even with good credit, to get those boats bought.
Mm-hmm.
The NADA book since COVID has really gone back to pre-COVID NADA, and the banks only loan, you know, for the most part, some will do retail book, most wholesale book. So the person with good credit, you know, can get away with a little bit of money down on buying a brand new boat, where the used boat, they might need a substantial amount of money to get the boat bought.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to take one more quick break. And when we come back, I want you to talk about financing. There are a lot of these boats that, you know, let's face it, most people are going to have to finance them. Not everybody, but let's talk about financing and give us a little picture on that when we come back right after this. Rocky Mountain Truck and Trailer are proud authorized dealers of some of the most highly revered brands in the world, like Boss Snowplows, CM Truck Beds, and Diamond C Trailers. Rocky Mountain Truck and Trailer has an unparalleled selection of cargo, utility, and dump trailers, and they still have a good selection of Boss Snowplows as well. But the gang at Rocky Mountain Truck and Trailer knows that it takes much more than filling a lot with great inventory to be a company that folks can depend on. That's why they vowed to become the true experts in everything they sell. That's why they set their goals high, and I mean high. They can and will help you before the sale by finding you what you need to get the job that is in front of you done. Whether it is a new CM truck bed for the back of your truck, or the perfect Boss snowplow for the front of it. Or maybe you need the Diamond C dump trailer to finally tackle that mess behind the barn you vowed you would get done once the snow cleared. The folks at Rocky Mountain Truck and Trailer will not only find the perfect equipment to get those and about any other job done, they'll help you with financing, teach you everything you need to know about how to use that equipment, and will continue to be there for you when you need parts or full service. Bottom line is this: Rocky Mountain Truck and Trailer is your locally owned Boss Snowplow, CM Truck Bed, and Diamond C dealer. They offer a wide variety of auto, truck, and trailer accessories and specialize in sales and service of trailers. Rocky Mountain Truck and Trailer is located at 5680 Expressway. That's right in Missoula, Montana. You can also go see them on the web. That's rmtte.com. Sure, they'd love it if you came by, but feel free to find them whichever way you want. Just remember, when something needs to be hauled somewhere, there's no better place to start than Rocky Mountain Truck and Trailer. That's rmtte.com. Go see them. We are back here on the Montana Outdoor Podcast. Colin Griffiths is my guest. He is with Brett's RV and Marine. We are talking about how to find the right boat for you. And one topic that for sure probably enters the picture is financing. Would you say that most boats that you sell are financed or no?
You know, traditionally, yes. But the last couple of years, there's been a lot of people paying cash.
Really?
But on the financing end of things, the difference between buying a new or a used boat, a lot of times can be length of term, and a lot of times going to be money down.
Okay.
So the nice thing on a new boat, depending on the price of the boat, you know, you can get 180 or a 240 month loan on it to keep your payment down. A lot of people who have a place at the lake and they're going to use their pontoon for 3 or 4 months, they don't want to do a 5 year term and have a $1,500 pontoon payment when they're only using it for a third of the year.
Yeah.
So it's really, a lot of times it's really beneficial for people to buy the new just because they can get the longer term and a lot of times a better rate as well. Mm-hmm. On the used boats, the bank goes strictly off the NADA book, which can be tough because somebody brings a boat in and a lot of times we got to put in more than NADA just because of the market to get the boat. Well, we still got to run it through our shop. We still got to clean it. And do all that stuff. So a lot of times, even with good credit, you know, the bank's going to expect some more cash down more times than not on a used boat than they would a new one.
Okay.
So you really got to look at you maybe come buy a used boat that's 5 years old and have to put 10 grand down, get a shorter term and a little higher rate. And then, or you could buy the brand new one with a little bit of down, get a longer term better rate and have the same payment. So you really got to kind of, you know, sit down and weigh the odds and see what's, you know, a better way for you to go.
What kind of interest rates are out there right now on boats?
You know, it's kind of an average, I would say, is 1099 is kind of an average. You'll find better rates some places, worse rates other places. We use that as an average, obviously, with good credit. More times than not, you'll be less than that. But we use that as kind of an average. And more times than not, if it comes in at, let's say, 899, it may save you $20 a month. But it kind of gives you, you know, something to go off of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And that gives you a feel. And that's something, again, that most any, you know, really good dealership that you guys are going to go talk to, they should be able to help you with this financing. So, you know, make sure that you have them do a little work too and, you know, give you some good ideas and all that. Because, you know, I know some banks, they're not big fans of boats. And they may not really do much of a financing deal on boats as opposed to, say, other banks or financing companies. So, you know, just be aware. You got to do a little shopping like anything else. Now, you mentioned something earlier, and I meant to jump on it, and then we got talking about other things. But you were talking about the pontoon boats have really exploded. Why do you suppose that is? What's caused this big pontoon explosion?
Well, I think a lot of, you know, back years ago, I mean, like I said, you couldn't get, I mean, a pontoon was meant for going around the lake at 10 to 15 miles an hour and you throw a bunch of people on it. Now, with the ability to put, you know, these 400 horse engines on it and get a 23 boat that seats, you know, 14 people, people can get out there, have a huge amount of people, still be able to, you know, pull tubes and still be able to do that, but do it with a, you know, large amount of space.
Mm-hmm.
Before to go that direction, you know, you were buying the traditional fiberglass boat, whether it's a crown liner, a chaparral or a bay liner. And, you know, you were putting eight people in there and everybody squished in. And, but that's what you needed if you wanted to go wakeboard or, you know, pull a tube. Well, now with the pontoons being so spacious and having the larger horsepower, you get more room and you can still do the same thing.
You know, and I've seen more and more people fishing out of pontoon boats. Has that been your experience too?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. We sell a ton of the fish models, you know, that have they'll have the two fishing seats in the back, the live well, the rod holders. Yeah, they're great. And we've been, you know, we can put them in Kodas, you know, with the spot lock and stuff on the pontoon. So yeah, a lot of people are using them for, you know, kind of the multi-purpose, hey, I want to fish, but I also want to be able to take the grandkids tubing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that may be my next boat, I'm thinking. I had rented a pontoon boat a while back. We were up on Flathead Lake, and I had all the grandkids and my daughters and everything. And so I got rented a pontoon boat, and, I mean, it was great because we could spread out and the little ones that are kind of restless, they could kind of run around and do things. And it just seemed to give a lot of the, you know, the room for that. And also when I started looking at people fishing, I would see people fishing and they'd have their grandkids or whatever playing, doing board games or whatever. So it's got an interesting, you know, for an old fart like me, it's got me a little bit intrigued as to where to go there. So something for you guys for sure to look at. Now, lastly, I wanted to touch on this. And, you know, I always say that accessories can, you know, you get a new boat, but to get a new boat that is yours, that's what accessories do. That's what really makes the boat do all the special deals and all that. What do you guys have as far as accessories? Is that something that you can help somebody with once they say, okay, this is my boat, then you can actually find all the different things they're probably going to need to put on their boat?
Absolutely. And we kind of do things different across the board. Like our smoker crafts, we order them with everything from Smoker Craft.
Oh, wow.
They're kind of just get in it and go. So it's going to have a Minn Kota. It's going to have your GPS fish finder. It's going to have your full enclosure with your zip sight, you know, your windows. Those are ready to go. They don't have rod holders on them because everybody can get a little specific on what they like there. And we don't order them with kicker motors because everybody uses the kicker motor for different applications. So, but the main part of it's there. But on our welded boats, like our Hughes Crafts and stuff like that, just because those fishermen are a little more hardcore, we order those without anything. So everybody uses different. Like if you're the guy who loves Garmin, you may do a Garmin fish finder and you may do a Garmin, you know, bow mount motor. Mm-hmm. If you're the Minn Kota guy, you may do the Solex. So we really leave those boats pretty empty as far as, you know, the accessory part of things. You know, that way we can put whatever fish finder you want in it. We can do whatever bow mount motor you want. What kicker motor do you want? Do you want a Garmin reactor? Do you want it left as a tiller? Do you want to run it from the front? So we leave all that off, and then we can install all that stuff, you know, depending on how people are going to use it and where they're going to fish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really... I mean, you can get a little crazy with the electronics. I'm telling you.
Oh yes, you can.
I have seen people rival the cost of the boat in the electronics that they put
that's
on
crazy.
There. But this is another thing that, again, if you're in the right dealership like a Brett's or that, they can really help you match all those accessories up and also help you leave that space so down the road you're not boxed into a corner. And I think that's a big mistake a lot of people make when they buy a new boat is they go, I didn't even think about that, but I need a lot more battery space and I don't have it. So again, that's something you go over with people too, right? And just make sure that we're getting the footprint where it needs to be.
Yeah, for sure. And I think it helps a ton because like a lot of us do fish. I mean, mm-hmm. So, and we fish all different places. I mean, I grew up here, so I fished all over the whole state and I fish in Idaho and they fish. So depending on where people are going and what they're going to do, I have a pretty good idea, you know, of what they may need. And then they can figure out kind of option wise, you know, what brands they want to go with. So yeah, we can do all that for them, which works out good. Cause then when they leave here, they're ready to go. And if they do have any problems, I always give people my cell phone and tell them to give me a shout. And I can usually walk them through it and figure out what's going on.
And that right there, what you just said there, Colin, really, I think that's a great place to close because that says it all. When you go in to buy a boat from somebody and you've probably seen them out on the water many, many times before you ever even knew they were in the boating business, now you know you've got somebody. They understand the application. They understand what it does and that. And not a bad idea to when you walk into a building and they want to sell you a boat, you start asking them, well, where do you like to fish? Where do you go? If they don't go out on the water, how can they even remotely or possibly understand how to help you find a boat? So, and that's the one thing I love about the Brett's crew is you're going to see those guys and gals out on the water as much as you see them in the dealership. So that is for sure something to consider when you're trying to find the right boat for you. Well, for sure. Colin, I want to thank you so much. Before we head out, I can sense you've got a lot of passion for this business from, you know, you went from emptying garbage cans to now making a lot of people's boating dreams come true. And so, I mean, you've gone through some pretty big life changes and Brett's is allowed that growth in that. What do you think makes Brett's such a special place?
You know, the work culture, you know, like I said, I work with Richie. Richie's brother works here. A lot of guys that I've worked with, I mean, I would say 2/3 of our sales staff's been here for over 10 years.
Oh, wow.
So just the culture in general, I mean, everybody loves the outdoors. Everybody loves to, and not everybody loves to fish. Everybody likes to camp, obviously. But,
sure.
You know, as far as the fishing thing, you know, there's guys here that are super passionate about it. There's guys that don't fish as much, but And working for these guys, the flexibility that they give us, Richie and I both take off for 4 months in the fall. Richie's obviously got his Bull Basin Outfitters that he does. He's a, you know, owns his own, outfitting company. And they allow me to take off in the fall and go fish and hunt and spend time with my family and stuff. So, I mean, it's great. It's a great, great place. And like I said, they allow us, you know, the family always comes first. So they allow us to go to our kids' games, and we got to take off for the weekend. We got a tournament, whatever. So, I mean, that part of it too, and the flexibility has been great.
Now I want to quit doing podcasts and go work with you. That sounds...
You could do them down here out of the boat.
There you go. That sounds like a great place to work. Well, Colin, I want to thank you very much for the time that you've taken here. I know you're busy, and this is a busy time. Now is the time, folks, to go see this man, because as you wait and put it off, your selection is going to dwindle down and all that. So now would be the time to get in there. And you're in the Missoula store, correct, Colin?
Yep, I'm in the Missoula store. And this time of year, I'll be here Monday through Saturday.
Monday through Saturday. Go see him, and he'll get you steered in the right direction and give you some good stuff. In the podcast description, which is that description that you found when you got to this podcast, right down towards the bottom of it, you see a bunch of links, and those are links all to different things on the Brett's website. So I'll have all that there for you. So you'll be able to just click and go to it. I'll have a link to Colin's email, so you'll be able to click and go right to there and ask him whatever questions you want. So it's all there. Do a little homework, and then go find the right boat for you. Take care, Colin, and we'll talk to you soon.
You too. Thank you.
And everybody out there, thanks so much for listening. Make sure you stay safe, have fun, and we'll see you next time here on the Montana Outdoor Podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Montana Outdoor Podcast. It has been brought to you in part by Superior Hardwoods of Montana, home of the largest selection of in-stock high-end wood products and flooring in the Western United States. Let them guide you through the woods at superior-hardwoods.com. And by Rocky Mountain Truck and Trailer in Missoula, home of Boss Snowplows, CM Truck Beds, and Diamond C Trailers. Just go to rmtte.com for more information. So what did you think of today's podcast? Send your questions and comments to downrigger@montanaoutdoor.com. We should be dropping a new podcast this next Saturday. Until then, we will see you soon out in Montana's great outdoors.